Back on with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. I appreciate some more of your time, Nick.
Always happy to talk fishing.
Well, I said we were going to continue this Marquette County ice fishing report, but I forgot that actually I wanted to ask you about Munising Bay. I heard there's been some ice. I heard some folks have been fishing mostly around the mouth of the Anna, but I heard it's really sketchy. So what are you hearing?
I'm hearing pretty sketchy too. You know, guys are going out there with spuds, of course. If you're going to try it and you don't have a spud, don't go. They're reporting anywhere from like an inch and a half to, you know, just a hit and it's going through. There are pockets of ice that sound like there's 4 or 5 inches, though. It's just you don't know what you're on. It's changing really quick.
Mm. And this warm weather this week, you know, with some southwesterly winds, it looks like, not so sure it's going to be safe for a while yet.
No, the forecast is not looking promising. And a few days ago, it showed we were going to have days in the teens, low 20s. That's not happening anymore.
Well, one thing that does typically improve a little bit if we have multiple days in a row in the 30s in the middle of winter is the river fishing. So let's talk about that right now. What are river conditions looking like, you know, as far as levels, ice bridges, that kind of thing?
Shelf ice has not been that bad, just like last week. Not a lot of guys getting out, but main catch has like been dealies with the occasional brown or two. Jigs and wax worms and jigs and plastics have been by far the best, but the fly guys are getting a few fish too.
Any recommendations for colors?
Wonder Bread, pink and white. One guy was using Fire Tiger. He said that worked pretty well for him.
Now, are they doing mostly just deep drifting in the holes, or is anybody doing any kind of spinners or streamers?
It's pretty slow on the hardware bite.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth carrying a rod along, and after you've already bobber fished it or bottom bounced it, you might want to make a cast or two just in case, especially if you're out there midday when the water's ticking up just a degree. But yeah, low and slow has been by far the best presentation.
Yeah, I heard about, you know, pretty much one fish, two fish days, but it's been pretty consistent, I heard, other than the really, really cold dips in the temperature.
Yeah, as long as you're getting out there on a decent day, you're definitely going to hook into one or two. You know, you're probably not going to have a banner day, but if you work for it, you're not going to get skunked. Conditions are good.
How's the fly tying classes going?
Oh, we're staying busy with those. We've got one going on Sundays and Tuesdays. I think Sunday is meeting one more time. Tuesday class, we're going to keep meeting with that one all winter, and then we're going to have another Sunday class coming up here shortly, too. If anyone wants to join that, you can give us a call and sign up.
Give them your number so they know how to get signed up for it.
273-0229.
906-273-0229. Nick at Superior Outfitters. I appreciate your time, bud.
Anytime, Adam. Talk to you soon.
This is The Outdoor Show.